This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Cabinet endorses agreement with loan sharking victims, declares forged loan sharking documents illegal. Department of Livestock Services reports no bird flu cases since 17th of July, says outbreak is largely under control. Industrialists welcome Kolkata-Biratnagar cargo rail service, and U.S. signs nuclear deal with Saudi Arabia to develop civilian nuclear program. Now the news in detail. The government has endorsed its agreement with loan sharking victims and declared forged loan sharking documents illegal. The cabinet meeting held at Simhadarbar yesterday endorsed the agreement reached with loan sharking victims and decided to declare all forged documents related to loan sharking illegal. The meeting also formed a judicial probe committee coordinated by former High Court Judge Kesar Prasad Bastola to investigate the self-immolation of Goresh Nepal. The government also decided to waive parking, landing and navigation fees for international flights at Pokhara and Vairahava international airports, while offering a 50% discount on ground handling charges until mid-September 2028 to encourage international air services. In another decision, the cabinet scrapped the equity tax on the education and health sectors. The Department of Livestock Services says no new cases of bird flu have been detected in the country since the 17th of July, indicating that the outbreak is now largely under control. The Department of Livestock Services has said the virus was last confirmed at Sundari Jal in Gokarneswar Wan of Kathmandu. Director General Umesh Dahal said samples are being collected and tested for areas surrounding previously infected sites, adding that the outbreak is now under control. The government had declared bird flu affected areas 4 months ago after the disease was first detected at poultry farms in Morang. Since then, the outbreak spread to 11 districts. According to the department, the outbreak has been fully contained in 7 districts, while monitoring continues in the Kathmandu Valley and Khabre. Industrialists and traders in Biratnagar have welcomed the launch of the direct cargo rail service from Kolkata, India, saying it will reduce transport cost and delivery time for imported goods. Business leaders say transporting imported raw materials and other goods by rail could cut transportation costs by 35 to 40% compared to road transport. President of the Morang Trade Association, Anupam Rathi, said the electronic cargo tracking system installed in all containers will ensure the safety of goods, while both cargo and trains can be monitored through mobile phones. Industrialists also say the service will reduce delays and port charges, improve export competitiveness, and encourage greater investment in industry and trade. The Nepal Electricity Authority has started the process of extending the revised commercial operation date for 218 hydropower projects that have been delayed despite signing power purchase agreements. For the first time, the authority has classified the projects into 4 categories based on physical progress, compliance with power purchase agreement obligations, and revised commercial operation date status. The process to extend revised commercial operation date has initially begun for projects under Group A and B. Energy Minister Biraj Bhakta Shrestha said the government aims to facilitate delayed hydropower projects and support the private sector rather than create obstacles. The Ministry of Health and Food Safety has sought public feedback on draft amendments to 3 health-related laws aimed at improving breastfeeding, healthcare worker safety and maternity services. The ministry has invited suggestions on draft amendments to the Breast Milk Substitutes Act, Safety of Health Workers and Health Institutions Act, and Safe Motherhood and Reproductive Health Rights Act until the 28th of July. The proposed charges The proposed changes, rather, seek to strengthen breastfeeding promotion, enhance the safety of health workers and hospitals, and improve maternity care by requiring skilled birth attendants and ensuring respectful treatment for pregnant and postpartum women. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The United States and Saudi Arabia have signed a landmark agreement on civilian nuclear operation, paving the way for long-term collaboration in nuclear energy while raising concerns over regional nuclear proliferation. According to the BBC, the agreement, described as a peaceful nuclear cooperation pact, is expected to expand Saudi Arabia's civilian nuclear program and provide opportunities for American companies in the kingdom's nuclear energy sector. The U.S. Department of Energy cited the deal, along with the bilateral safeguards agreements, establishes the legal framework for a decades-long multi-billion dollar partnership aimed at advancing economic and strategic objectives, including nuclear non-proliferation. Although the full text has not been released, U.S. media reports say the agreement could eventually allow Saudi Arabia to enrich uranium, which can be used as fuel for nuclear power plants, but also has potential military applications. Experts have cautioned that the move could increase the risk of nuclear proliferation in the region. Meanwhile, Yemen's Houthi rebels say they have attacked two Saudi oil tankers in the Red Sea as the United States carried out its 12th consecutive night of strikes on Iran amid rising regional tensions. According to the BBC, the Iran-backed Houthis said they targeted the tankers with drones and missiles, accusing the vessels of violating the group's maritime blockade. The claim has not been independently verified. Houthi military spokesperson Yahya Sari said the group would continue its naval operations and enforce what it described as a cease-fire-cease policy. The attack came as Iranian state media reported that two people were killed in fresh U.S. strikes in Iran, and a tanker caught fire in an explosion along a mined route of the Strait of Hormuz. Now sports news. Nepal is taking on the Netherlands and the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 today. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:45 PM as per Nepal Standard Time in the Netherlands. Nepal will aim to continue its strong performance against the Dutch side in a crucial fixture of the Tri-Series, with both teams seeking to strengthen their position in the League 2 standings. Now the agenda of the forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions over the hilly and Himalayan regions, while the Tarai region will remain partly cloudy. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain and thundershowers at some places of the hilly and Himalayan regions. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places of the Tarai region of the country. Heavy rainfall is also likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly region of Koshi, Bagmati, Gundaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Cabinet endorses agreement with loan sharking victims, declares forged loan sharking documents illegal. Department of Livestock Services reports no bird flu cases since 17th of July, says outbreak is largely under control. Industrialists welcome Kolkata-Biratnagar cargo rail service, and U.S. signs nuclear deal with Saudi Arabia to develop civilian nuclear program. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.